In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. What a wonderful day it is for me as your bishop, my last visit to you, to be ordaining a fine young deacon priest in Christ's one holy Catholic Church, and blessing this piano in remembrance of my friend Bruce. Edda, I threw you into the deep end of the pool by making you interim deacon in charge of this congregation. Now you turn into interim priest, and therefore you no longer need to have clergy come and bless your sacrament so you may distribute it, but you still need all your mentors for a while. And I'm grateful to the two that are present, the Reverend Dr. Hans Engelhardt and the Reverend Christopher Easthill, and she who could not be with us today, the Reverend Mary Ellen Dolan. They'll still be pounding on the hot metal to try to shape it into its final form. But from all reports, you've done well so far. So now, just continue. Whom shall I send? Here I am, send me. And the angel Gabriel came to a virgin in a town called Nazareth and said to her in the traditional words, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. And St. Luke says that she pondered in her heart what sort of greeting this might be. You too, Edda, may have pondered in your heart what this call to ministry was, because that's what it was for her, and a particular ministry of the priesthood, by the way. The Virgin Mary called to bring the Messiah into the world, the mediator between heaven and earth. And she had a much shorter discernment period than Edda did, which has been going on for years. And the result was slightly different. But here both women are to say, let it be to me according to your word. And so this has brought you here today, Edda. God created you for this. Jesus called you to this. And the Spirit is equipping you to this work of ministry, to be a priest. There are, according to the Catechism, four orders in the Church. The first and the most important and the largest by far is the laity, a word which comes from the Greek for people. You, the baptized people of God, who do the real work of the Church. And for that real work, we have had, since the beginning, three orders of ministry, people who are in orders to help you do this. The deacon who embodies to us the servanthood of Christ, that each one of us is called to be a servant, to serve and not to be served. That is what each one of us is to be. We have bishops whose job is to symbolize the authority of Christ given to his church to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth, to proclaim reconciliation between God and humanity, and to see to it that this happens in every possible place. And then we come to the priest. The priest whose task is to mediate between heaven and earth, to lead the people in prayers, in the sacrifice of thanksgiving, to assist the bishop in baptizing in obedience to our Lord, to teach the faith, and to be in all things an example to the people of God of holy living. Edda, today you will enter into this order, and you will never leave it until you enter larger life, which we've been promised. Yes, in heaven there is no Bible, there are no sacraments, there's no deacon, there's no priest, and there certainly are no bishops. Say hallelujah, someone. We leave all that at the gate. But until then, this is your life. Today, the world is in chaos. Institutions we thought that were firm are tottering all around the world. The planet is finally taking her revenge upon us for our waste and rape of the resources of creation. And people are turning against one another as we always have. It is to this world, to this creation, Etta, that you are called to go, to proclaim the good news of reconciliation, that God has chosen you to speak a word, to bring people to Christ, and through Christ to be reconciled to God. That is the mission of the church, the body of Christ. This is your work. And it's important to remember that when we come to meet people and we introduce them to Christ, we have to get out of the way. God has a way of dealing with God's own people. So once we made the introduction and maybe helped the introduction go through, back off. We're not here to convert. We're here to serve God's purpose and to let God do the converting. Now the thing is, this ministry is something of which I am not worthy. I have never been worthy. I will never be worthy, and neither are you. And this is the important thing. It is exactly because you are not good enough that you are not worthy, that God has given you this ministry through the power of the Spirit. It is only when we remember our own need of reconciliation, our own need to be forgiven, our own need to be redeemed, that we then can possibly begin to make the gospel of reconciliation real. It's a weird thing, but that's how God works. God chooses the least likely. There's one standing before you. Who'd have thunk? And here's the great mystery of the church. Why does God love us? I mean, there really is no answer to that question, because love is its own reason, its own rationale. You can't go beyond it and say, well, God loves us because we have two eyes and one nose, or because we like other people. There is no reason. This is how it is. And it is into this mystery of love that we are called to become ourselves lovers, to be, in Teresa of Avila's words, the hands of Christ, the feet of Christ, the eyes of Christ, the ears of Christ, that we might serve this world in its desperate straits with the promise of life, life eternal. You feel ready for this?
No.
Good answer. That was what I was expecting to hear. We did not rehearse this, folks. You're ready. My colleague, the bishop-elect, Mark Eddington, told me, we speak every week, every 2 weeks on the phone, and he said, you know, I'm starting to get afraid. And I said, good, now you're ready to be ordained. This is the proper attitude. Here I am, send me. You said that. And now, with all the saints, let it be according to me, according to your word. Etta, you will lead your people into a life beyond imagining, a life that never ends, a life more abundant than the one we have now. And you're ready. May God richly bless you in this ministry, and may it is a blessing to me to be privileged to be your ordaining bishop. And all God's people said,
Amen.